Tuma, the Eichlin, the Tumas Atzmon, Leike, Mashenkein, Betruma, Leiketani. It doesn't say this. It should have said also that the first two is also Levayim Ben Betuma. When you're Tumay, not allowed to burn it. You can't burn Maisu, you can't burn Bikurim when they're Tumay. The Eichlin, the Tumas Atzmon, Leike. And if you eat it, if you yourself is Tumay and you eat Bikurim, or you eat Maisu, you get Malkus. Mashenkein Betruma, these two halachas not apply by Truma. It doesn't say in this Leiketani. Al Matani Vishayir. You see, this Brisa says certain things and it leaves out certain things. Therefore, you can't bring any proof from this Brisa. The Rashi says, V'ilu Osta Levayir Mian Betuma, Latanakama Demakish Bikurum Lemaiser, Lechol Mili Hevel Lemisli, V'yosa Lahadlik Mian Mim Nitimo. If they became Tome, the Maiser or the Bikurum, it should be Yosa to burn it. D'yain Tomosa Matiros and Lavora. We don't say Afagad Lintel Maiser Lachilo Shtiyah. But I call upon the Mashenke and Betruma, the Tumas Matirosa Biyavaruch, the Alpha Kamamashmaitin. By Truma, the current supposed to eat it. If it becomes Tomei, the Lochra is allowed to burn it, he could have Hanoah from the burning of it. So that Alocha only applies to Truma, you're allowed to burn. Mashenke and Maisa and Bikurim, you're not allowed to. Now, the Oichlin Betumas Atzmon is like, as Rashi, Shaguf Tor Vahim Tomeim. If you eat it, when you're Tor, just they are Tomei, the Tumas Atzma means when they're Tomei, is like Kliyafla Kamon, Mashenkein Betruma, the Yaina Muzabor, Ela Betumas Aguf, Kedechsil Bekodeshim Leyechol, Ava Betumas Atzma Leymitzinu Azor, Ela Yisra Aseyu, the Yashachon Belekam Beshemaitin. By Truma, if you have Truma, that's Tomei, and the Kohen himself is Tor, if the Kohen eats it, he does not get Malkus. There's no Azor, there's no Lav in the Torah. There's only an Yisra Aseyu, you're not allowed to do it. Mashenkein by Bikurim and by Maisir is Mefarish Alav. So how come the Brisa didn't say these Chalukim also that Maisir and Bikurim have the Loch if they are Tomei and you eat it, you get Malkus. Mashenkein by Trumi, you do not get Malkus. How come the Brisa didn't say it? Elamai, that's the Raya, Toni Vishayir, that the Brisa leaves out certain things. So therefore you can't bring any Raya, what's the Loch of an Oral? Is it allowed to eat Maisir or not? You can't bring a proof. It could be maybe an oral is not allowed to eat the Maiser. I wanted the Brice to say this, because the Brice is Tony Vishayer, it leaves out of certain things, therefore you can't bring any proof on this Brice. No, after like the real Bachus Gars Yomamar, we learned before, the Asurin Leonin, for Rabbi Shimon Matar. So Machloikis was, if it's Mutter to an Oinain, Rabbi Shimon is Matar. For the Machloikis was, is it Bikurim Mutter to an Oinain or not? That Rabbi Shimon was Matar Bikurim to an Oinain. So Mora says, Minolahu, how do we know this? What's the machlokes over here? Tichsir, the Pasuk says, Loisucha lecho b'sharecho, Maisa digoncho b'siroishcho v'yitzurecho, Otrumas yodecho. So what, you can't eat it b'sharecho in your own gates. You can't eat Maisa digoncho b'siroishcho v'yitzurecho, Otrumas yodecho. V'yomama, we learned, Otrumas yodecho, what does it mean, the Pasuk, Otrumas yodecho? Elu bikurim. This is bikurim. So in the postik here, it's v'iskush v'ikurum l'maiser. That v'ikurum l'maiser have the same halacha. L'esuch l'lecha b'shurecha means you can't eat it outside Yerushalayim. You have to only eat these things inside Yerushalayim. Maiser sheni could only eat inside Yerushalayim, and v'ikurum also was only inside Yerushalayim. Now it has the hekesh over here, v'iskush v'ikurum l'maiser. It says here, trumas yotcha means v'ikurum. And before it says maiser the goncha. So in the same pasuk it says that Bikurim and Maiser are the same halacha. Therefore we dash in Ma Maiser also Leonin, just like Maiser the halacha is, and Leonin is not Larit Maiser, is Af Bikurim also Leonin. Who are then Bikurim is also Wasser to Leonin. A Leonin is not Larit, a Leonin can eat, Bikurim. For Rabbi Shimon, what does Rabbi Shimon hold? Truma Karina Rachmana. The Torah calls Bikurim with a lashon of Truma. It's called Truma. So therefore, Ma Truma Muteris Leonin, just like a Truma is Mutter to an Oinin, like we had before, it says they're called Zar. So we dash in Zaris and Matalacho of Leoninus. There's a Beferish apostate that an Oinin is allowed to eat a Truma. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon holds, Af Bikurim Mutter Leonin. Who are did an Oinin is also Mutter to eat Bikurim. So that's the Machloikis. If you hold the Ikari is because Bikurim is called like Truma, or else you hold from this apostate that there's a Hekish, Bikurim has the same halacha like Maisa. That's the Rabbanan Shita. The Rabbanan Reb Shimon Shita is no. It's more of a Svara, the Jerusha, that Bikurim is called like Truma. V'chayavim bebir. V'yavishimim poiter. same thing as the shaila if bikurim is mechuyev in beer or not. And the Shimon says bikurim again is potter from beer. Again, mar makish, mar loy makish, the same machlokes. That's a rabbanon as makish bikurim to meiser. Just like by meiser, if you don't give it the first two years, the third year says biartia minabayis. You have to take it out of your house. You have to bring it up to your shlaim or else burn it. Is the same thing applies to bikurim? And Rabbi Shimon says no, he's not makish bikurim to meiser, but rather bikurim has the same locha like truma. It's called truma, and truma also does not have the din of beer. The yosel levayim mihem betuma, you're not let it burn it when it's tamei. If the bikurim is tamei, you're not let it burn the bikurim. The oichlem betuma satzman like it. If somebody eats the bikurim when it itself is tamei, if you have bikurim that's tamei, and you eat the bikurim betumas atzma, that means that if the bikurim itself is tamei, the locha is likely you get malchus. Is minolan? How do we know this halacha? By truma taka, there's no such halacha like this. By truma, it's only an iser asei. If only the truma is tamei, but the kohen himself is tor, there's no lav. It's only an iser asei. By bikurim, though, we're saying, no, if you eat bikurim when the bikurim itself is tamei, you're over alive, you get malchus. So the question is now, how do we know this? Minolan, the Tanya we learned like this. Rabbi Shimon Oimer. The pasuk says, Loi biyati mimene bitamei. I did not burn it when it was tamei. That means like this. Bein shani tamei v'utor. Whether I am tamei and it is tor. Bein shani tor v'utamei. Whether I am tor and it is tamei. Both places it says, Loi biyati mimene bitamei. I didn't burn it, I didn't use it when it was tamei. The Eichin Mus, that's the first Rosha. That you're not allowed to burn Bikurim when it's Tamei. If Bikurim is Tamei, you can't burn it to have enjoyment from it. The same thing with Maisa Sheni. When Maisa Sheni is Tamei, you're not allowed to burn it and have enjoyment from the burning. Only by Truma, we say. When Truma becomes Tamei, then the Kohen is allowed to burn it and have enjoyment from the burning. But by Bikurim and by Maisa Sheni, the Lachur is you're not allowed to burn when it becomes Tamei. Now, the Heicha Musar Alachilosei, how do we know, like it says here, if the Bikurim, or the Meiser is Tomei, and the Kohen eats it even though he's Tor, he gets Malchus. Where's the Azara? So Mar says, the Heichin Musar Alachilosei, Eini Yodeya, I don't know. The what? Tumas Haguf, Be'edjik Sivbei. Tumas Haguf, Tak, it says Be'edjik, if the Kohen himself is Tomei, that the Torah says the Feirish. So Rashi says, does Eini Yodeya means Lav Mefurish? Isn't it open? Like when the Mara meant to say, any yedaya means, not a question, any yedaya, but the Chorb Shita, the Torah says the Feirish. And we'll soon explain what does it mean, the Feirish. First it goes off and says what? Tumis ha'guf be'ajik sivdei. That when the person himself is Tamei, that's for sure the Torah talks about. Like Rashi says, Tumis ha'guf be'ajik sivdei, yamayka toni any yedaya. Why do you say you don't know? The pasuk says, "Nefesh ha'shasiga boi v'tomei aderiv v'lo yechem min hakodeshim ki imrochas b'sar b'mayim." The Torah says clearly that if you're tomei, you're not allowed to eat kodeshim, you can't eat truma. So Rashi says, "Lo yechem min hakodeshim u'mokmin enai kro b'maiser l'kam b'pirkin chedachsev ki imrochas b'sar b'mayim v'lo ibor harashemesh." It's not truma. We're talking about maiser here. The pasuk says clearly that you can't eat maiser sheni until what? You went to the mikvah. But mashma, when you go to the mikvah, then you are allowed to eat meiser. So it can't be talking about truma over here. Because by truma, we know the halacha is, even after you go to the mikvah, you call the tvuyayim. You have to wait till Harash Shemesh, till at night time. Here the pasuk is mashma, you don't have to wait till Harash Shemesh, till night time. You're allowed to eat it right after you went to the mikvah. So it's talking about the kitzah meiser. So the pasuk says the ferish, that when you're tamei, you're not allowed to eat meiser. So Mar says, "Hochi kimi boile." This is my question. Tomas atzmon minayin. Hey, that if you're tamei, pshita that we know the Torah says you're not allowed to eat it when you're tamei. But tomas atzmon, how do we know when the kohen, the person himself, is tor? Is tor? Just the ma'aseh sheni is tamei. How do we know you get malchus feeding it when it is tamei? Minayin. Talmud loyma. This we learn. The pasuk says, "Loisucha lecho bisharecha." You can't eat this maisa sheni outside Yerushalayim, Bisharecha, in your own gates. Maisa de goncha. You can't eat it outside, you can't eat it. V'lahal on the woman, another pasuk it says, Bisharecha, in your own gates, toichlenu hatama v'yator yachtov, kitzvi yokayil. That you are allowed to eat it.
So Rashi says, here the pasuk is talking about b'psuli ha-mekdoshim. If you have a korban and then it became pasul, p'suli ha-mekdoshim, the law goes after you poider it, the kedusha goes off, you're allowed to eat it. So here you're allowed to eat it even in outside Yerushalayim, and even when it's tameh you could eat it. So Rashi lacha pidyoin and shoich lazar. A regular zar, a regular Yisrael is allowed to eat p'suli ha-mekdoshim. So the kedusha saguf went off it. Now if you poider, you give money for it. So the money goes to Hegdish and the animal becomes chulin. So loch was you'll eat it even when it's tummy. That's the drasha b'sharecha teichlenu in your own shar outside your shlime, you'll not eat it. Ha'tomei v'tor yachtav kitzvi yokayim. Just like a regular tzvi in a nai, just like a deer, you can eat even though it's tummy. Here also you'll not eat it. V'tonet v're b'shmoil. Afilu tomei v'tor oichlen ha'shulchan echad v'karachas. That even mamish a tor and a tomei can eat together. V'yenin choshishin. You're not choshes, since it has no kedusha anymore. It's psulei amekdoshim, a korban that became posel, and you poider it. The kedusha went off, and it's like chula now. Therefore, you're allowed to eat it, even though you tummy. Well, Kama Rachmon, the Torah says, "Hahu diyamri luchohosam bisharecha techlenu." That that I said that psulei amekdoshim, you are allowed to eat bisharecha when you tummy. Hocholoi seichol over here by Maisa Sheni, the pasuk says. It says you can't eat bisharecha ma'isa degoncha. So what's the law here? Not only is it a law that you can't eat it outside Yerushalayim, but also the law is here. It says loisuchalecha bisharecha. You cannot eat it bisharecha in your gates, like you could eat something else bisharecha. Just like by psula hamakdoshim, there you're allowed to eat it in your own gates outside Yerushalayim, even though you're tamei. Mashaken over here by Maisi Sheni, it says, Loisuch alecha b'sharecha. You're not allowed to eat it outside Yushlaim, and it also means that when the thing itself is tomei, when the Maiser is tomei, Loisuch alecha, you're not allowed to eat it. So from here we have the law that if the Maiser itself is tomei, a person is not allowed to eat it, even though you're tor, the Maiser, you're over this law, and you'll get malchus. Whether he's an Isha, whether he's a Zachar, the Lachar is Eichlin. They are allowed to eat Truma because of him. Like we have a Kayin, for sure this person is a Kayin. He's a Tumtum, we just don't know if he's a Zohar or a Nekeva. But a Kayin he is for sure. Therefore his wife or his Avadim could eat from Truma. Alright, a turnover. Then the Brisa goes on that Moshuch, in a place where a person was Moshuch is Ola, then he had a Bris Mila, but he was Moshuch, he rubbed down the skin to cover it up. Or else V'noilad, if a kid was born gemalt already, he was born with no ola, his aray elu oichlin. These two people are allowed to eat truma. Now the Brisa said, what? Mashenken b'truma. Mashenken by truma, you don't have this halacha. There's a halacha only by bikurim and by meiser, that if you eat it, when it's tamei, you get malchus. Mashenken, if a kohen eats truma, if the kohen is tahor, only the truma is tamei, he doesn't get malchus. Rashi says it's only in Nisrasei. But there's no love. Mashen came by truma. For the Marmi Nolan, how do we know this? How do we know by truma there's no love? Omer Abavu, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. The Yom HaKroh, the Pasuk says, Loi biarti mimeni bitomi. I did not burn it when it was tomi. Loi biarti mimeno bitomi. That means mimeno iyata mevayer. Aval ata mevayer shemen shel truma shenitma. Mimeno means of maise sheni, you're not allowed to burn. Mimeno for maise sheni, you can't burn. When it's tummy, iatamavir, avolatamavir, but you are allowed to burn shemen shel truma. If you had oil that was truma, shenitma, even though it became tummy, still you're allowed to burn it. For the more of a yema, maybe Josh dash like this, mimenu iatamavir, avolatamavir, shemen shel kodesh shenitma. Maybe only maisi not allowed to burn. But maybe what you are allowed to burn, not only truma, but maybe it even means shemesh or kodesh, like you mark the shit for the menachos. You had oil, you gave it a kedusha saguf, you mark the shit used for the menachos, and then it became tamei. Then maybe there you are allowed to burn it. Avolat tamavir shemesh or kodesh shenitma. So Moshe says lav kavuchaymo. Isn't this a kavuchaymo that you can't burn such oil? O ma maisa hakal, ma duch maisa hakal. That Meiser is only its kal. It doesn't have any kedusha saguf. It's not like Hegdish. It's not like the shemen for the menachos.
Omra Torah, still the Torah says, Loi biyati mimeni v'tomei, that when it's tomei, I'm not allowed to burn it. Is kodesh chomul koshkein? Isn't it for sure that a shemen that you makdish for the melachis as kedushas aguf? That for sure when it's tomei, I'm not allowed to burn it. The only thing it could burn is only truma. For the Gemara, Yehochi, if that's a svara, truma nami kal v'chaimu. There should be a kal v'chaimu that truma should also be yosa to burn when it's tomei. Why? Because truma is more chomor than maisa. And this Gemara says, but I call upon him as a deek that says, hoksiv mimenu. It says only from it, from maisa, you're not allowed to burn when it's tomei. Mashma is something else, though you are allowed to burn, even though it's tomei. For the Gemara, my rais. So how do you know which one yes and which one not? Like maybe kachin you could burn and truma not. How do you know to say truma you could and the shemen for the melachas you can't? So Gemara says that's a svar already. Mistabra kodesh lema matinun. It's a svar to say that kachin when you makdish the shemen for the melachas, that shemen if it's tumme you can't burn it. Shekain panachas, that means pigul. There's a din pigul by kachin. There's a din noisur. It's left over afterwards. You can't eat it. You have to burn it. Korban that has kedusha. Mila, korban mila. If you have hanor from it, you have to bring the korban mila. Chorus, there's a chiyuv chorus. The osel yoinen, an oinen is also teach from kachin. Mashenkein, about truma it's muta. For the more other rabba, truma lema matinan. Maybe truma is mochomer. Maybe truma you can't burn. Shekein mechapaz, that means misa. If ye truma betumas aguf on your tummy, you chayiv misa for that. For chaymish, if ye truma b'shege, you have to pay back a chaymish. V'yein lo pidyon, truma has no pidyon, you can't take off the kedusha of truma. Mashenke by kochim, when it becomes possible, you can be part of the kochim. V'ayta v'yasurum lazarim, and truma is also for zar, only kain could eat it. Mashenke by kochim, certain kochim, or zar or yisro could eat it. So when it says, hanach nefishin, still there's a more of a svara that kochim is more chomer. So therefore, avade, the shemen shel trumnochis, you're not allowed to burn, if it's tomei. The only thing you're allowed to burn is only the shemen shel truma. The boy says, another pshat is, koras adifa. That's the biggest svara. They say that by kochim, there's the chi of koras, so that's a mochomedic alocha. So therefore, koras is mochomer, you're not allowed to burn. Mashenke and truma doesn't have this chumras, therefore when truma becomes tomei, you would be allowed to burn truma. Now, the oich, that's how you know the first aloch is. That when truma becomes tomei, the aloch is you are allowed to burn it. Because the pasuk says, mimenu, only for a maisa sheni, when it becomes tomei, you're not allowed to burn it. Mashenke and truma, you are allowed to burn when it becomes tomei. Vaita says, the oich lem betumas atzman loike. Mashenke and betruma. Mashenke and truma, if the kohen that eats truma, if the truma is tomei, but the kohen is tor, he doesn't get malchus. So the diik is milku d'laloki, doesn't get malchus. Ho isurika, but it's also, like Rashi said, there is an isur asay, he's not allowed to eat the truma. Minolan, how do we know this? Omar Korot Apostle says, bishorecho toichlenu, lozeh v'loy lo'acher.
That we had before, by psuli ha-mikdoshim, after you pray the redish, you're allowed to eat bishorecho. V'loy lo'achar, mashenke in truma, mashme, if the truma is tomei, then you're not allowed to eat it. So the ikiz v'lav habo mechlal asay, an isra asay that comes from a lav is also called like an isra asay. So we know it's an isra asay tichuma that was tomei, the kohen can eat it even though the kohen himself is tohor.
Say not eat the truma when it's tomei. Omer Ravashi said,
Meresha nami shamat mino detone v'shayir. From the ratio of this brayser, also we have a raya that this brayser is Tony learns some things and leaves over some things. Midu like Tony, since it doesn't say at the beginning.